Our last article this month is about a cinema genius. On the 100th anniversary of his first full-length film, The Kid, we retrace the rags-to-riches story of Charlie Chaplin.
A Star is Born. London, 1889. A boy named Charles Chaplin is born into extreme poverty. His mother is mentally unstable, and he will never know his natural father. At the age of 9, he teaches himself to dance in wooden clogs and joins a theater troupe as a comic. He's a natural at physical comedy, and by the time he arrives in America in 1910, he's the star of a touring vaudeville company. "America," he shouts as the ship docks. "I am coming to conquer you. Every man, woman, and child shall have my name on their lips. Charles Spencer Chaplin." This, as he soon proves, is no vain boast.
The Tramp. In a cinema career of more than 80 films and shorts, Chaplin plays everything from criminals to dictators, but one creation defines him. The Tramp. Shoes too big, hat too small, baggy trousers, and a tight jacket, The Tramp is a comic eulogy to society's poor and dispossessed. The character is fluid, sometimes nasty, sometimes nice. He's a thief and a victim, a hero and a loser. But he always resonates with the mass of the cinema-going public, whose lives are often hard. Instantly recognizable, The Tramp makes Chaplin the most famous man in the world.
Cinema's first genius. If Chaplin had just been an actor, his place in cultural history would have been assured. But Chaplin did everything. As soon as he found success, he demanded creative control over his films, directing, writing, and even composing. A notorious perfectionist, his films cost 10 times the average, but they were 10 times as successful. Some of his comic set pieces remain unrivaled in their ambition and brilliance. Chaplin was the first genius of cinema, and no one has rivaled him since.
Personal unhappiness. Chaplin's films are comedies, but they're also full of pain and poetry. They're about the alienation of modern life and the need for simple things, food, love, and dignity. Yet Chaplin himself showed little humanity towards others. As obsessive in his personal life as his work, he was sexually voracious and often unpleasant to women. In the 1950s, his supposed communist sympathies caused him to be diabolized in America. When he left America to visit England in 1952, he was banned from re-entering the U.S., and his career went into decline. He wouldn't return to the U.S. until 1972, when public opinion had changed, and he was awarded, aged nearly 83, an honorary Oscar. When he rose to accept it, he received a 12-minute standing ovation, the longest in the history of the Oscars. He died 5 years later.